Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you with us for a jolly good show. As you all know, this is the time of the year when people start thinking about making donations. We might get a chance to discuss that during this hour. Lynn Rowe will be joining us in a moment as well. There's a lot of discussion going on, not only about the tax proposal, but also about long-term health care and caregivers. I must have come across several news stories on that just this week alone. And then in reviewing a lot of the data that I have for today's show, and I don't have a chance to get into all of this, but you may want to spend a little bit of time looking into this. I know there's a lot of people that own Qualcomm stock here on the West, a fine San Diego company. The biggest tech deal ever in the news, Broadcom, just made a $103 billion offer to buy Qualcomm. That's a big story. $70 a share, which is about a 10%, maybe 11% premium over its share price right now. That's going to really put some pressure on Intel. So we'll see if that deal goes through. But if it does, it's the biggest tech deal ever. Oh, yeah. I found this article quite interesting. I haven't read it all. I started to scan it this morning, and I said, well, that's about 26 pages. The Paradise Papers. Kremlin cash behind billionaires' Twitter and Facebook investments. It says here, Yuri Milner's investments in Facebook and Twitter were hundreds of millions of dollars from the Kremlin. But he won't answer questions whether it was Vladimir Putin. Interesting how the Russians have got their fingers into everything. The Democrats, the Republicans, Facebook, Twitter, they're all over the freaking place. And we want to blame Trump for everything. I get that. But what in the heck has been going on the last 8 or 18 years, for that matter? Have these guys been sort of clandestinely behind the scenes, infiltrating everything? The DNC, the RNC, the Trump Towers, Donna Brazile. I mean, it goes on and on. The scandals are unbelievable. So you might want to read about the Paradise Papers, Kremlin cash behind billionaires' Twitter and Facebook investments. I want to learn more about that. Also, this I find very interesting, and this may be, by the way, a direct result of Donald Trump, whether you like him or not. Saudi Arabia promises a return to moderate Islam. Now, as many of you know, Osama bin Laden was a Saudi Arabian from a wealthy Saudi Arabian family. And so Saudi Arabia and many, if not most, of the terrorists from 9/11 were from Saudi Arabia. A return to moderate Islam. We'll have to see. I hope that is indeed the case. But I start today with charity, because so many of us make donations this time of the year. We need to understand what the rules are. So sit back, folks. Relax. When giving, you got to make sure that you understand you get that legitimate deduction. And Hannah Polyak wrote about this just the other day, actually. It was like 2 days ago on CNBC. Here's what Hannah has to say. November and December are the biggest months for charitable donations, accounting for a quarter of the year's haul to U.S. charities, according to Blackbaud. Here's some of the things that I've seen. When people make donations, they don't, and I'm guilty of this, as guilty as anybody. In fact, I just brought a whole Escalade load full of stuff that I donate to the St. Vincent de Paul Center in Poway. They're connected to my church. And, they give me one of these receipts, and I keep the receipt, and then I put it in a box somewhere, and I forget about it, or I lose it. I don't get the deduction, because you have to make sure that you can justify by documentation whatever it is you're claiming to deduct. You'll also miss out if you don't itemize your deductions. And so that's going to be kind of interesting with this, put your tax return on a postcard thing, because those aren't itemized. And with this high standard deduction that Donald Trump and company are talking about, fewer people evidently will itemize. I don't know. Maybe it won't be fewer people. But you don't get the deduction unless you itemize it on a Schedule A. Okay, other things that you need to be aware of. You can only deduct gifts that are made to nonprofits organized under the IRS's 501c3 section. It can be a little bit confusing sometimes. I understand that, because organizations can be classified as non-profits, but they're not charities. I worked for a not-for-profit organization once upon a time that helped do financial work for doctors, lawyers, and CPAs way back in the 80s. But it was not-for-profit. I couldn't go out and get donations and have people deduct those donations. Your local country club, for example, is probably a non-profit or a not-for-profit, but it's not a charity. It's not a charity. You won't get a tax deduction either if you fund somebody's GoFundMe page. And this one gets a lot of people, because there are a lot of really tragic situations that go on, and they set up these GoFundMe pages, and it truly is a charitable endeavor, but it is not deductible. The only way you can get a deduction for it would be to donate that money to your local church or a 501c3 organization, and then they fund the GoFundMe page or make a donation directly to the individual that is obviously have been harmed or hurt or whatever. You can't make a contribution to an individual for, say, their mission trip. Most of the young Mormons and not so young, my closest friend on the planet at age, what was he? 70 maybe, went on a mission trip for the Mormon church, spent a couple of years. Yeah, he would have liked to have gotten some donations, but no. But I could make a donation to the Mormon church, for example, and the Mormon church could pay his expenses, then I'm out of the loop. I made a donation to a church. What the church does with their money, they are an exempt organization. You may want to check a couple of websites as well. GuideStar has a database, and they'll tell you if they meet the requirements for being a tax-exempt organization. GuideStar.org. And I think most of you have heard about Charity Navigator. They can help you determine how much of the charity's average donation goes toward the mission versus overhead. I think the Clintons have taken some heat on that one. The other thing you need to do is you need documentation. Gifts over $250 require a letter from the charity, which you must obtain before filing your taxes. You can't go in after the fact and get it. The IRS won't buy that. And if you donate something other than cash, the rules get a little more complicated. For gifts worth more than $5,000, you'll need to attach a recent appraisal that determines value. This has gotten me before, too, because I'm not going to get an appraisal for all my old musical equipment that I donated to a church that Curtis referred me to a year or so ago. They filled up two or three truckloads of stuff. Yeah, old custom amps. Remember the old custom amps? Those big monsters? I can't even lift them anymore. But that's the way, I mean, technology has replaced all this stuff. And I had a big old mixer board, you know, one of those 24-channel jobs, and a big old snake. I mean, it was worth a lot at the time. How much it's worth today, I don't know. But all told, it had to be worth more than $5,000. Well, I'm not going to go out and get an appraisal, so guess who didn't deduct any of that? And it goes on and on. I'll talk with Lynn Rowe because she is very closely connected to charity and charitable giving. So ask her about that. We're also going to ask her about long-term health care, which is in the news. Caregivers are in the news, and that's coming up next right here on The Ray Lucia Show. Make sure you stay tuned. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Back in a flash.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. For the 153,000 U.S. women living with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, the diagnosis means learning to live with cancer for the rest of their lives. It is important for these women and their loved ones to seek out support and resources specific to their needs. Heather Salzbach, nurse practitioner from NYU Langone.
AstraZeneca is kicking off the third year of the Beyond Pink, sharing our metastatic breast cancer story campaign to help support the need for information and resources specific to MBC. The Beyond Pink campaign puts real faces to this disease and lets other patients know they are not alone. If you are coping with metastatic breast cancer, it's important for you to arm yourself with knowledge. Ask questions until you understand your options.
To learn more about metastatic breast cancer and how to help those living with the disease, visit lifebeyondpink.com, a site developed by AstraZeneca. Dr. Salzbach has received compensation from AstraZeneca.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
There you go, little dancing girls in your mind. And one of them is sitting right next to me. The tiny dancer, Lynn Rowe, in the house. Hey there, Lynn, how you doing?
Good, how are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing well. We're talking about this time of the year, the legitimacy of income tax deductions. I know that you're very, very involved in this at your church and so forth. But there are some things that people do not know. For example, if you had some expensive artwork and you donated it to your church, your church could either A, hang it on their wall, or B, sell it. Correct?
Correct.
There's a difference in the deduction, because if the organization sells the piece, you can only deduct your basis. If they hang it on the wall, you can deduct its fair market value. Amazing, huh? Now, here's an interesting story that you'll get a kick out of. And this goes back to, I don't know, probably 15, 20 years ago when I was on the air. I got an email or a call, I can't remember which, from a woman who was literally destitute. She worked at a church, and she had inherited or had a piece of art that she bought for dirt nothing somewhere at a garage. I don't know what it was. Anyway, it was hanging on her wall in her home. And she said, you know what? That would look much better in my office at church. She was like a secretary making minimum wages and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So she hangs it on her wall. And one day the pastor or some church parishioner stopped by and they looked at that piece of art and they said, boy, that looks really familiar. You may want to get this checked out.
Get it appraised.
She got it appraised. It was worth $2.4 million. And her question to me was, did you have to pay tax on it?
Funny.
I said, only if you leave it on the wall, you can get a nice deduction. But I think the priest or the pastor or whatever of the church said, no, you should go cash this in and then maybe quit your job. I don't know. But I think it was a true story. I got it, like I said, from an email or a phone call. But God bless her. The other thing is...
He obviously did.
Yeah. You're not allowed to take a tax deduction if you receive something in exchange. Now, you know this from the charity work that you do at your church. If you sell a raffle ticket for $100 and it includes a dinner and a whatever, you can only deduct that portion that ends up not benefiting you, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And then finally, with automobiles, there's a different rule for cars. It's funny, I hear this ad almost all the time, whatever it is. And it drives me crazy. I hate the song. It's nuts.
Everybody,
but they're all over the place.
Everybody knows that song, yes.
But here's what they say about cars. Well, they don't have to say it because I know it. If you donate a car to charity and they use that car in the charitable endeavor, then you can
like
get the blue book. You get the blue book and all that stuff, and you can get the deduction for it.
Right.
But many of these cars for certain causes or boats or whatever, They were taking these old jalopies that didn't even work, even if they were, you know, stuck in your driveway. they would come and tow them away, and you'd go to the blue book and say, yeah, well, here, look, this is worth $5,222. That car wasn't worth a nickel. So if they resell the car, for example, mm-hmm. you would only get a deduction for what they got out
sold
of the
for, yeah.
resale. Mm-hmm. Now, if they use the car, then you can get a fair market value deduction. But the point is, you have to be very careful because the IRS looks at this. It's one of those triggers that the IRS can nail you on, phony tax write-offs.
Yes, yes.
So I'm reading this morning, and almost every article that I come across had something to do with long-term health care. Dr. Wade Fowle wrote a really interesting piece that I'll find here in a second on hybrid policies. Can you explain what a hybrid policy is?
Well, hybrid is another word that people use to describe what we call linked benefit plans. Linked benefits means it links more than one benefit together. So it's linking with your long-term care, perhaps life insurance. And that is typically what we think of with linked benefits, is that, in other words, if you need the care, and you have put in X dollars, they're going to, the insurance company, they are going to ante up much more than you put in to pay for your care. But what if you're one of the precious few who won't need care, and you just, I mean, you don't want that money to go to waste? Well, in that case, then they have linked it to a life benefit so that your family will not only get the money you put in back, but more.
Fowle writes, hybrid long-term care insurance policies, and he goes on to talk about the benefit, the pluses and the minuses. There are obviously mm-hmm. negatives in everything, mm-hmm. and Michael Kitsis, I think he addresses some of those in this particular article. But fewer and fewer people are buying traditional plans because one of the things that happens is with the hybrid policies, the premiums don't go up.
Right.
You lock them in at the time that you buy. With the traditional policies, the premium can go up. So individuals that want security long term of knowing mm-hmm. that they have the coverage are better off going with one of these hybrids, right?
Exactly. And there's a couple ways to skin that cat, right? One of them is by doing what we said earlier, and that is putting in a lump sum. You know, if you put in, just say, $100,000, you might end up with $500,000, $400,000 of long-term care insurance. But if you pass away, depending on the age at which you bought it, you might end up with, say, $150,000 going back to your family or more, possibly. So the bottom line is that you have that ability. But there is another way to do that, Ray, and that is what we call a short pay. So you can actually have the ability to pay over a short period of time, just like a mortgage, for example, where you squeeze all those house payments into a short period. And when you do that, for people who are, for example, close to retirement, thinking, well, I'd like to have it paid up when I can retire, but at the same time, I don't have that lump sum to put down, that can be a great advantage.
Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net, or you can give her a buzz. Give her a shot of something. You need a buzz sometimes. Do you drink?
No.
I don't either. Well, I had a glass of wine.
I saw you drink a glass of wine.
No, I have a glass of wine, but I'm Italian.
I'm
that's not
when
drinking.
It was,
if you're a Sicilian, having a glass of wine isn't drinking, okay?
Okay, fine.
I mean, I don't have shots and stuff like
that's
that.
That's true.
877-270-3127. When we come back from the break, I want you to respond to this one,
okay,
which was in the news today. Family caregivers spend $190 billion annually. $190 billion.
Out of their own pocket.
And we're going to talk about that. And also, this one. I could keep you here for, you know, two or three shows. Our health care costs really just $245K in retirement. I mean, did I say retirement?
Yeah.
Post-retirement.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, it's way more according to the...
Only $250,000.
Yeah, it's way more according to the article here.
Ah.
And a whole bunch more.
Yep. Okay.
Tax deductibility of long-term health care. And
yep.
Now we're talking about the new tax plan, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know, you may want to stick around for the second hour of the show, you know what I mean?
I'm here.
844-RAY-SHOW, if you want to chat with Lynn, do it now, 844-729-7469, or shoot me an email, RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com.
You can be told to run, or you can choose to run. Both get you moving, yet one just goes through the motion. The other has purpose, meaning, freedom. What about your health care? Are you being told, going through the motion? Or are you choosing something better? Liberty HealthShare has a purpose. It unites people to share in the burden of healthcare. A true community that cares for you in your time of need. Free from interference and constraints, that gives you back the power of freedom. It's time to exercise your purpose. Time to exercise your meaning. It's time to exercise Liberty HealthShare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, there are 40 million of you out there, and Lynn Rowe has $190 billion to give you because you're going to need it. Well, she's not going to write you a check, but she's going to show you how you can keep from writing that check yourself. Lynn Rowe, Certified Financial Planner, welcome back. In doing my homework for today, I come across this. Family caregivers provide the bulk of long-term care in the U.S. today, with 40 million people spending $190 billion per year on their adult care recipients, according to a Merrill Lynch study. Now, I can attest to that because tonight is my night with dear old dad, and I could stay home and have a bologna sandwich, or I can take him out, get him out of this facility where the food sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I mean, the food is just horrible. And he's lost a lot of weight while he was there. I get to take him out for a nice Italian meal once a week, and he loves it. He still doesn't eat that much, but it's a lot of fun. But it ain't cheap.
Yeah.
It's not cheap. And that's just minor, minor, minor.
Yep.
You've got a lot of experience in this since you've been one of those caregivers.
Yep. Ray, 70% of the claims that go into the long-term care insurance companies are home care. So you can imagine what's going on behind the scenes, so to speak, without the insurance companies being involved. For families, for example, who the individual didn't buy long-term care insurance, didn't think they'd ever need it, or somehow the kids convinced themselves or the spouse convinced themselves that that's what they should be doing, therefore the person didn't get it, or they couldn't get it. And I just talked to a gentleman today, as a matter of fact, and this gets back to that home care plan I've talked about a lot. He's diagnosed with cancer. Both his parents were in care. His mother-in-law was in care. His wife, who was a registered nurse, was the caregiver. So she's already been down that road enough times to make your eyes water. In the meantime, he knows he's headed down that road. He's working. He's in good shape, but he knows it's coming. We're going to be able to get him a home care plan without any issues because of the fact that he is still in good shape. So I'm telling people, if you think you need it, you can't get it, at least a home care plan is a godsend to your family and maybe to you if you're by yourself because you know that you can pick up the phone and have somebody show up.
Where's the crossover in terms of qualification?
Well, the crossover is... It's a wider margin than you'd think. Are you in control of all six activities of daily living? Yes. Do you need care or are you in care right now? No. People hedge on that. People hedge on that. And so I need to know that I know that I know to be a good fiduciary for my insurance company or for rather the organization that's providing this home care plan that they are in fact not needing care next week, next month, next 6 months, and they know that. They know they don't need the care right away. So in other words, we're putting them in a situation where they're not an immediate claim.
And what they're doing is they're buying hours? Is that how it works?
Exactly. You have a membership, just like you have a golf membership or a tennis membership or any other club where you join up and you buy a certain number of hours. And that certain number of hours is dependent upon you keeping your membership intact. You pay that annual dues every year. And when you do need the care, shazam, you've got your hours at the drop of a hat.
We should point out that is not insurance, per se.
No, it is not insurance.
It's a membership plan.
And there are pros and cons to that. Obviously, one of the pros is you don't have to jump through the hoops with the doctor and with the care coordinator and fill out the medical claim forms and all that sort of thing. When you pick up that phone and you say, I need someone out here next week to help me with my lunches and my laundry and helping me get cleaned up every day and you know, take care of making sure I take my meds properly. I mean, they just say, okay, name the day and how many hours you want them. Those are the questions.
There are a lot of firms. I see them all the time. Mm-hmm. Joan London doing commercials for some of these organizations. Is that what this is?
No. What she is doing and what they're doing is they're advertising assisted living type facilities or organizations that send out caregivers. Now, those organizations will take private pay. If you want to pay them top dollar, you can do it. Average is about $24 an hour. But if you have this membership, nobody asks you anything. You don't even have to deal with the organization. They deal with the organization. And if for some reason you don't like the way, you know, Mary parts her hair or the way, you know, Joe smells after lunch because he eats too much garlic, they will send out a different caregiver next time, no questions asked.
Come on with the garlic then.
I'm sorry.
Right? It's an Italian thing. It exudes from my pores.
I understand.
When I eat garlic,
I
try
talk
not
to.
About
to. That. No, I'm
I made lasagna yesterday, and it's been exuding out of my pores all night and this morning. Okay, I'm very intrigued by this plan. You've mm-hmm. talked about it a lot.
It's a wonderful plan.
I did the math once about a year ago, and it wasn't anywhere near $24 an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Not even
close. It's such a savings. It's a huge savings.
It was like a third of
that. You could have the plan 20 years, and it's still a huge savings.
Yeah. You might want to check that out, folks. It's not insurance, but it is a way, even if you wouldn't qualify, and I guess that's the real key here.
That's the key. That is the key.
If you can't qualify for long-term care, insurance plans, which are expensive, no doubt about that, people throwing their hands up because they waited too long. Mm-hmm. Remember, once you feel as if you need insurance, it's probably a pretty good indication you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
It's like a bank loan. Once you need the money, the bank won't give it to
you. It's not
going to touch you. So you need to borrow it when you don't need it so that when you do need it, you already got it.
It's crazy.
I want my LTC.net. Okay, so our health care costs really just $245K in retirement. Dan McGrath wrote about this, and he's talking about the Fidelity Study and other financial services firms that came out with $245,000. That's their number. But he says they're using an average life expectancy of 85 for a man and 87 for a woman, and not really calculating in the fact that that average life expectancy is likely to go up. Also, he goes in and he says, okay, according to Medicare, you're going to spend roughly $4,123.08 in annual costs for just the health care. I mean, Medicare Part A you don't pay for, but Part B costs about $1,260 a year. Part D, about $650 mm-hmm. a year. The Medigap policies are over $2,000 a year. Mm-hmm. It all adds up mm-hmm. to over $8,000 per year just for the basics.
Yep.
So then he goes on and talks about the simple mathematics and using a 4% inflation figure, you come up with close to $300,000. And if you plug a different inflation rate in, 5% or whatever, because healthcare costs go up higher than the rate of inflation, the number is even higher than that.
And you know they're not taking into account, Ray, I can tell you, because I pay those bills for my brother. Those dental bills will just kill you.
Absolutely. came up for, in 2015, for premiums alone, $367,000. And that's before we talk about long-term health care.
And I can tell you, I was frustrated last week, so forgive me, folks, but I said, you know, it just frustrates me because people will say, well, we've got this money set aside. We're just going to self-insure for the long-term care part. They have no idea. That money's going to get eaten up so fast they won't even be able to think about it long before they ever need the long-term care based on these kinds of medical expenses. There are eye care products that are just not, there's no generic. And so you're not going to be able to get them through your Medicare. And your
okay, here's we have a minute, mm-hmm. and I want you to address this because financial planners, of which you are one, mm-hmm. a certified financial planner, mm-hmm. they don't do this stuff.
No.
It's all stocks, bonds, and cash, stocks, bonds, and cash.
Yeah.
Please make your plea for financial planning where you focus on risk management first.
Well, I thought about that this week, Ray. There is risk management. And then there is the kind of management that we don't want to think about, and that is if you're in an emergency and now you're trying to manage it after the fact. Risk management is taking the steps ahead of time and going through and planning ahead and making sure you've dotted the I's and crossed the T's. Risk management gets into the investing side, gets into the insurance side, but those things need to be done first. That's your foundation for your financial plan. From there, you can build on that. Otherwise, you're just taking some huge risks.
Big risks, and of course, you just have to look at the statistics.
Then it
the
becomes
statistics
crisis
don't lie.
Management, Ray.
Crisis management. Well, you don't want crisis management, you want risk management, and you want Lynn Rowe. I want my LTC.net. Everybody ought to pick up the phone right now and call 877-270-3127. A certified financial planner that focuses on the super important stuff first. Not that the other stuff isn't important, because it is. But this is the important stuff that you must focus on first. Remember, $190 billion a year going out the door from caregivers, of which you are likely to be one of them. We'll be back.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
I kept Lynn over because I didn't get a chance to talk to her about some of the other things that are on the docket here. We're talking health care. I'm hearing that the Republicans may want to try to throw in one more Obamacare shot into the tax bill. We'll see if they can get that going. I'm not convinced they can get the tax plan through, but that's a whole other discussion. We'll have to do that next week. But it is open enrollment season. Mm-hmm. For Medicare, Medicare Supps, and the other one, whatever that is.
Medigap insurance.
Medigap insurance.
It's the same thing.
So what is Medigap, and how does that compare to, say, Medicare Advantage?
Well, Medigap is the portion, you have Part A and Part B on Medicare. Part A pays for your hospital bills. Part B pays for your doctor bills to a certain limit. So, in other words, the B portion supplements the A portion, right? But then, after that limit, if you have a Med Sup, then the limit gets raised and the insurance company actually comes up with the difference up to a limit. And Medicare supplement plans, the range is huge. So, from that standpoint, we can look at lots and lots of different carriers. The Advantage plan is kind of like a little box. You fit inside those nine dots, and if you fit inside those nine dots, then it's going to work.
Yeah, I was looking at the Advantage plan, and in my particular case, it works unless you get sick somewhere outside of where your providers are, and then it costs you some money. But I found it to be pretty confusing, and the reason I didn't go with Advantage, to be honest with you, is I got really frustrated because I called them on the phone. This is like goes back a year now. Mm-hmm. Called them on the phone. I was on hold forever, on hold forever, on hold forever. Finally, the person that I talked to, I couldn't understand. I mean, with due respect, but it was impossible to understand this person.
They outsource it.
Evidently, they do, and there's a reason why. I guess it's cheap. I don't know. So I stuck with the regular. Mm-hmm. But is it going to cost me a lot of money to buy a Medigap policy?
Generally speaking, depending on which plan, it can run maybe $120 up to a couple $100 a month.
So in my case, it's always a couple $100 a month because there's something that I see in the plan that I don't like for $120. So I go Cadillac,
well,
and it costs me a fortune.
Well, it depends on the carrier, too.
Yeah, so what does it pay for?
It pays for...
Does it pay dental and vision and all that stuff?
You can get standalone plans that will pay for dental and vision. There are standalone plans, which we're starting to offer. But it pays the doctor bill more money than they would get simply from Medicare Part B.
So when I go to see my doctor now...
Your doctor likes you more because you have the Medicare supplement.
So that's what the deal is. So in other words, if they charge $90 for a visit, and Medicare will pay them $60 or whatever. They, I don't know what Medicare pays.
It's outrageous.
Pays. Really?
It is.
So do you sell this stuff? Are you able to help people with that?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Len Rowe, I want my LTC.net. It is open enrollment season until what, the 7th or something of December?
Pearl Harbor Day.
Mm-hmm. On this subject of, I mean, we've talked now today about long-term health care. Mm-hmm. We've talked about these, what do you call those plans where it's not insurance?
Well, they're home care membership plans.
We've talked about those. Mm-hmm. We've talked about supplements. What am I missing here?
Well, there are short-term care plans. We have a lot of listeners, Ray, in lots of different states. And some states, they have a broad array of short-term care plans, which can be ideal because they tend to be easier underwriting for someone who has had health issues. They also can be less expensive because they are short-term care. Many of them will actually replenish if you haven't needed care for 8 months, or excuse me, 6 months. They will actually reimburse that entire amount back into the plan so that you can reuse them. So there's a lot of different tools that you can use.
Okay, so you're talking mostly, though, about people in their 60s and 70s. What about younger people?
Life insurance that has a critical care and a chronic care rider can be a godsend. Depending on the age of the person, I've seen them go as far out as age 80. The farthest they'll go out is 30 years, so that would be a person in their 50s, for example. But a 30-year-old could get it to age 60. What it means, Ray, is that they can take that life insurance and accelerate it back to themselves if they have a heart attack, or they're diagnosed with cancer, or they are diagnosed with a stroke. Even if they're not in care, it's on diagnosis for that critical care. For the chronic care, it's, I need the care. They can reimburse.
Okay, explain that. So are you saying somebody goes to the doctor, mm-hmm. the doctor says, holy mackerel, you got like 96% blockage. Mm-hmm. We got to do something about that. Is mm-hmm. that a diagnosis where they would get a benefit?
That could be a diagnosis if things like stents are covered. But if the person, for example, my brother went in and he felt terrible, and the doctor said, yes, you need a stent. Oh, by the way, you had a heart attack on Friday. Okay, that's a diagnosis.
Wow. Yeah. And are those expensive plans?
No, they're life insurance plans that are not the dirt cheap life insurance plans. They're with a solid carrier. They're, a little bit more than the regular term policies. There are permanent policies that also do the same thing.
So this can be term or whole life or universal life?
It would be universal. Mm-hmm. And, or indexed universal even.
And they accelerate the death benefit despite the other ones?
Yes, back to the insured in the event that they are diagnosed with a critical illness or they need that care in the chronic.
Okay, so again, just so the people understand, mm-hmm. you buy a policy for $250,000.
Right.
It costs you $50 a month or
right.
whatever the number is.
Right.
And you get diagnosed with one of these critical issues.
Mm-hmm.
You can tap into the $250,000 at so much per month. Is that how it works?
Correct.
And what is it normally, like 10% per month, 3% per month? Varies?
Yeah, it varies. It's based on your age. It's based on the life expectancy.
So in thinking this through, now as a CFP, mm-hmm. you talk to a lot of people throughout their, life expectancy, mm-hmm. certainly, and most of the people postpone doing all this stuff until they're 65, 70, 75 years old, mm-hmm. where the cost is super high. Are you suggesting that a person that's in their 30s or 40s could get this taken care of, have it fully paid up?
Well, not paid up, no. It's not going to be paid up. It's going to be a term policy or a universal life. But here's my question. If you're going to be buying life insurance, why not buy the kind that's going to pay you during your lifetime?
Yeah, now we're out of time. I thought if you added that waiver of premium benefit, mm-hmm. it's a tantamount to paying it up.
Yep. Could be. And during that situation.
So it's not fully paid up, like, paid up additions and all that stuff.
Right.
But if you added the waiver of premium benefit,
yep.
then you don't
yep.
have to make any more premium payments.
If you're disabled.
Okay, I'm out of time. Thank you so much. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. Now, y'all, go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at
BizTalk Radio.